Are we talking short term, or are we talking about the presentation that we just presented? I mean, that's
well, what you told us was we understood was a plan. So I was just trying to understand from a plan standpoint. One of the things that's driving us is we're 5 years into erosion of our audience and our revenues.
Right.
November the 6th.
Well, and so it would seem to me that one of the key issues would be how do we kick ourselves out of that trend?
Mm-hmm.
And if that's an unfair question, guys, for a plan of a recovery plan, please tell me.
No, it's not an unfair question. But matter of factly, that's what this plan that we're discussing, which is basically a draft that we need to meet on in about 2.5 weeks. To give you timelines and concrete, specific analysis and data. But to increase audience, we've got to take a hard look at and redevelop the way we deliver our content. Because people cannot, when they're driving around the country listening to us, they can't figure out what they're going to get from day to day. So they go somewhere else. That's why we're losing our weekly QM dramatically. So we want to continue to reflect communities we serve. We want to continue to do the type of programming that Pacifica does best. For instance, I know there are weaknesses with it, and there have been that we're addressing, but when KPFK and other stations in the network have done special programming, say in relationship to the crashing economy or in relationship to the elections, I think we sound great. We sound consistent. We pick, radio is a baton race. You hand the baton to the next show and you try to take that audience to the next program and to the next hour and to the next day part. And you do that by cross promotion and forward promotion and carrying the issues forward with different opinions and different views and different arguments and different ideas. But you keep consistency with issues, with content, with ideas. Overarching themes, ways of delivering content like the magazine format. There's so many different ways to address this, but it's ultimately it comes down to we are totally and completely inconsistent on a daily basis so that people don't feel comfortable. When they tune into KPFK, they're not sure what they're going to get from the day to day, what quality it's going to be, how's it going to be presented to them. Now, if you prioritize and you say your commuter day part, or where you're going to be extraordinarily consistent, and you're going to invest there, and you're going to put resources there, you're going to be able to then exponentially increase your listenership. And then you can take your other day parts, and you can do long form, and you can do different things, and you can experiment. That's the point of radio. But if we're going to increase listenership quickly, I know at K, we can double listenership by cleaning up what we do and making it more consistent and keeping that quality on a daily basis. We're fighting ourselves in many ways. It's challenging to listen to us. It's great content, but the way we deliver it is challenging. It causes
hey,
tune out. Yes.
John, let me throw in something too, because it occurs to me, I just had this really great conversation with Dave Sullivan over at RRC, and it strikes me that a lot of what we need to do is be more scientific about understanding who we are and who our audience is. And this one little piece is, I think, illustrative. We're on PPM, so I was just discussing with him, our ratings went up higher in September than August and higher in October than September, and then there was a drop-off in November. And I couldn't quite figure out what this was. And he explained to me, because he's been dealing with NPR as well, that our ratings spikes were similar to theirs in this respect, and that when you broke November down a little bit further, we actually were still going up in the beginning of November, but then dropped off in the later part. And it turned out that what I had imagined earlier was true, which is listenership is event-driven to some degree, that they're looking for some process that we provide that other stations don't. So that he pointed out, for instance, WCBS and WABC spiked heavily on the day of the election and the day following the election. but that all of the nonprofit radio stations, including BAI, had spiked heavily 2 or 3 days afterwards. So that his read on the situation was that our listeners were likely to tune in to these heavily statistically driven stations, like, you know, the major news outlets during the election, but that afterwards, when they were trying to make sense of what was going on, that's when they tuned into us. And knowing something like that is an important piece of information in trying to decide how we set up our programming. You know, we need to know, and we need to understand, you know, not just who's up and who's down, but why these trends happen, and we need to pay close attention to that. I think that's the key to our programming, along with what Sean is saying about how you organize it.
Okay.
This is Gladys. I have a point of
Madam Chair, this is Nia.
Yes, Nia.
I
haven't finished.
Madam Chair, the time is up.
Okay, time is up.
Christ. Doesn't seem logical, but that's...
AC, the motion that was passed to extend for 30 minutes, 10 of those 30 minutes being allocated to the GM. So, that's what the board did.
I didn't hear that 10 of those 30 minutes.
All right, but the vote occurred. That doesn't negate the vote. I think we have the opportunity, if we want, to invite the GMs back for further questioning at the next meeting. We have 20 minutes left on this meeting. I'm not sure where to go with this now, because for Tony, it's very late. For Dwayne, it's a little late. And for Lem, sick. Sean is probably doesn't go to bed at 8 o'clock. But,
Madam Chair, but I would move that. I was certain that I thought I heard 30 minutes, and I didn't hear anything about the... I voted for it on that basis, that it would give more time to the GMs.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Not at all fair.
Hey, stop! Carolyn?
Yes, I think the motion was 10 minutes for the GMs and 20 minutes for the rest of our very long agenda.
It was. That's exactly the motion that passed. Okay.
I would move that we at least finish up the ones that we have on the board right now.
Well, that's AC, Afia, Carolyn, and Grace.
That will take a motion, please.
This is Grace. I'd suggest we allow that to happen after we deal with the next agenda item, if there's any time left.
I don't think it's fair to make the GMs hang on this call.
Right, I agree.
Lem is sick.
Point of order.
Tony, what?
If people want to extend the conversation with the GMs, we have to move to extend that 10 minutes to the rest of the 20 minutes, the rest of the half hour. That's a perfectly legitimate motion. It requires 2/3, but that's the way we can get from where we are to listening some more if we want to do that.
Okay, so I will entertain that motion.
All right. I put it forward, then.
Okay. Is there a second to it?
Second.
Okay. Is there objection?
I object.
Okay. Madam Secretary, take the roll call on this.
Please read the motion.
The motion is to extend by 10 minutes the conversation with the general managers, and that will include the 20 minutes, so that 10 minutes will remain for the rest of the board business. That's the motion. Madam Secretary, please take the roll call right now.
Grace Aaron?
No.
Nia Bediaco?
Yes.
Evelyn Bethune? Carolyn Burden?
Regretfully, no.
AC Bird?
Yes.
Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Did you say yes?
She said pass.
Pass. Is it Kai Free?
No.
S.C.A. Longaza?
No.
Margaret? George Reiter?
Epstein.
Rob Robinson?
No.
Jamie Ross?
No.
Wendy Schroll?
No, but thank you guys for being here.
Bonnie Simmons?
Yes.
Lori Taguma?
Yes.
Jack Van Aken?
Yes.
Joe Wanzala?
No.
Yo Shamanaka?
No.
Kathy Davis?
No.
No. Okay. Ten no. Four yes. And one abstention. No, sorry, five yes. And one abstention.
Okay. I will thank the general managers at this time. I will be back in touch with you for our next meeting. I thank you very, very, very much for your presentation. I really appreciate it.
Thanks,
and,
guys.
Have a good evening, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank
have
you.
Have a
nice. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Affiliates election logistics, 10 minutes. Who's going to do this? Jack?
Joe, start.
Okay. Jack?
Well, the bylaws call for us to draw up a protocol for balloting. As I recall, we went ahead and interviewed three candidates. It wasn't entirely clear that they had all been accepted as candidates. That would be the first order of business, I think, and then the second order of business would be to decide how to carry out the vote.
Okay. And do you have a recommendation for carrying out the vote?
I think that probably the best thing to do would be to designate somebody, possibly our acting secretary, to accept ballots, double enveloped, so there'll be a blank envelope inside of an envelope that would have an identifiable return address with the name of the sender, then that individual, if not Donna Neiman, can think of a couple other examples of people that might be acceptable. The receiver of those envelopes would send an email confirmation to board members in a timely fashion, I think it would be good to send an update to the entire board of whose ballots had been received with, say, there's a 10-day timeline, you know, by day five, send out an update. So that people know that their ballots are being received or may not have been received.
Okay.
Also, you might want to have a protocol for if a member sends in a second ballot thinking the first didn't get there, which one would be accepted, the second or the first? Probably the second.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Joe?
Well, yeah, I have what I have to say doesn't go directly to you.
You're echoing.
Hold on. What I have to say doesn't go to the process, to the candidates themselves. I think we need to address who the candidates are. As I understand it, we only have one candidate who actually met all the requirements, having being properly nominated by the general manager, and had her papers in time. That being Isia Nwangaza. And then there's David Beaton, whose papers were also legitimate. That is, he self-nominated and had a nomination from a general manager, which arrived a few days late, and so we'd have to address that separately. And so I want to move that we move forward and vote on Isia Nwangaza as an affiliate rep, and then decide how we're going to address David Beaton's application.
Point of order.
Yeah, point of order.
I believe that, with all due respect, I believe that Joe's motion would contradict the bylaws, which call for STV votes.
Yes.
We need to decide who the candidates are and then have an STV election Yes. Unless, for example, there were, you know, not, we could probably skip it and go by acclamation if there are fewer than three.
George.
This is Gray
Stack.
Okay. Gray Stack.
George.
Yeah, I want to move that the candidates be David Beaton and Afia Wangaza. Lori's was late, but that wasn't really the problem. The problem was that it wasn't our nomination was from somebody who was a programmer at the station where she was at. It wasn't a general manager. The general manager has been spoken to and tells us that her name is Sid, but she's a she, didn't intend to submit such a proposal. So I move that Lori be struck from the ballot and we go with David and Afia.
Did I say something?
Yes, Lori.
She was the interim at the moment when that vote was taking place, or that deadline was taking place. She wasn't the general manager, but an interim.
It doesn't matter anyway. She hasn't spoken to the whole board nor sent us a communication. Who else is on the stack? Grace, I think you were on the stack.
That's a motion. Needs a second.
All right, second George's motion.
Nia on the stack, please.
Go ahead, Nia.
I think, is there somebody ahead of me? Okay, I'll be happy to go. David Beaton nomination, that came 3 days later.
That's correct.
So that too was a flaw. And again, I repeat, I asked the question of, I asked the chair and the secretary, Mary, well, were there three applications? Because even on the coordinating committee, I was a little confused as to whether there were three or two. So that goes way back. But it would seem to me if David Beaton's was flawed and we're saying that Lori's is also flawed, I think we should either extend the period or something. And if that's the case, don't accept any of them. And I don't think it's fair. And like I said last week, If it's flawed, take them both. We have one indigenous woman who served on the board. She's been around for 2 years. It's not like she's a total stranger. Some people have known her longer than I have. And I think that we should accept it. And like I hate to stand on moral high ground. After all, you know, this is her country. We are guests here. I think it's totally insensitive to want to not have her on the board.
Okay, who else is on the stack?
This is Grace.
Go ahead, Grace.
I'd like to say that I think the first thing we should do is accept Afia Wangaza or take a vote on whether we want her to be an affiliate director. She's the only person who got her material in a timely fashion. I think we should accept her first and then argue about how we're going to deal with the other affiliate seat.
I'm Jack.
Jamie?
Second.
When the board was offered the opportunity to extend the timeline, so far as I knew, there was the understanding that there were two nominees who had submitted everything on time. Through failing to approve by unanimous consent, the board pretty much sent the signal that they intended to honor that timeline. Subsequently, it became clear that the nomination of David Beaton was flawed in terms of being late in part. It was part in time and part late. I think I just want to register that if we go down this road, that we're being liberal with the bylaws, you know, in one instance and not in another. So I think it might be a question of degree, but either way, I mean, you're still getting wet. I don't know. I just need to point it out.
Okay, who else? Was that Jamie?
Carolyn? Yes. Mm-hmm. Am I up, Sherry?
Yes.
Sherry?
Yes.
Okay,
Jamie,
thank you.
Yeah, I just wanted to point out the issue with, you know, it's nothing personal about Lori or anything. It's just that the nomination, as far as I can tell, doesn't meet the what's set forth in the bylaws, which is that the nomination in Article 5, Section 4A said the nominee shall include with said nominations a written explanation, a statement certified by the general manager or the governing board secretary of each affiliate station nominating the candidate, or by the secretary of the association of affiliate stations as appropriate. And this is an important issue. The idea of an affiliate director is they actually represent affiliate stations. And it's the GMs or the board secretaries of those stations or the secretary of the association of affiliate stations that would determine that they do. So I do believe we cannot accept the nomination from an affiliate director that does not have this. You know, there is a different kind of director. If people want to elect another person as director, there's another class of directors. I think it's called an associate director. You know, perhaps Lori would be an appropriate nominee for that. But I don't believe we should. You know, as speaking as one who was kept off the board in April by people who felt that if we didn't follow the letter of the bylaws, you know, all hell would break loose. You know, I feel we should stick to our principles and uphold the bylaws here and only accept the nominations that are complete. Now, if people don't want to accept David's because it was late, you know, that's a slightly different argument, but, you know, it probably has merit. Thanks.
Who else is on the stack? Carolyn.
Carolyn, yes, I just disagree to some extent with Jack that there is no difference between a defective application, which does not have the authority of a general manager from an affiliate station, and one that is complete but a few days late. I think that there is a difference there, and I don't want to get into that. Kind of all defects are equally serious. I don't believe they are. I do think David's application was late, but it was complete. And in fact, Lori's was not, with all due respect to her other qualifications. So I think if we start playing with the bylaws, we're going to be in trouble again. So I'd like to ask that we keep pretty much to the ruling. Thank you.
Madam Chair, time is up.
All the questions.
Time is up, Madam Chair.
Okay, we're going to vote on what's on the floor. We're going to vote on what's on the floor.
I'd like to move another 10 minutes.
There's no second. Okay, what's the last thing on the floor?
My motion to accept David Beaton and Afia Wingaza as candidates for the affiliates position.
Okay, Madam Secretary. AC?
Madam Chair, how can you proceed with this?
AC, I don't know what to do. There's no...
No, wait a minute. Well, let me say this then. First of all, you got three candidates up here. The claim is by some is that two of them are defective. And yet you're willing to go along with having a vote.
All right. You know what? I'm going to declare that Mr. Beaton is not eligible, and therefore the motion is out of order. Now you can vote to overrule the chair.
So I move to overrule the chair.
Good. Second.
Who was that? I made the motion.
Sorry. George Ryder.
Thank you.
Madam Secretary.
Mm-hmm. Grace Aaron.
Yes.
I'm sorry, wait a minute.
I
think you're doing it wrong.
No, yes,
you're not doing it wrong.
You have to vote to uphold the ruling of the chair.
Oh, no.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so this is to uphold the ruling of the chair?
Yes.
Yeah.
Grace Aaron?
No, I vote no.
Nia Vediaco?
Yes.
Evelyn Bethune? Evelyn? Carolyn Burden? Carolyn? A.C. Bird?
I vote yes to uphold the ruling.
Carolyn, I'm sorry. No to not uphold the ruling.
Okay. Kathy Davis?
No.
Zakai Free? Zakai? Effie Gaza?
No.
He can't vote. He can't vote.
Sorry?
I'm sorry if not vote on this. Effie has to recuse herself. She cannot vote on this.
Sorry. George Ryder?
I'm sorry, I've lost track of it. Which way is to not uphold the...
No, a no vote.
No.
Rob Robinson?
No.
Jamie Ross?
No.
Wendy Schroll?
No.
Bonnie Simmons?
Yes.
Lori Taguma?
She can't vote.
Can't vote.
I'm sorry, Jack Van Aken?
Yes.
Joe Wandala?
No.
Yosha Manaka?
No.
Okay, I'm turning this meeting over to someone else. This is an illegal proceeding, and I am leaving.
Afia is the vice chair.
Yes. Afia? Okay.
Hello?
Yes,
Afia.
Thank you. How can Afia...
She's the vice chair. She's the vice chair, Afia.
She needs to recuse herself.
She can't vote, but she can chair the meeting.
She can't vote, but she can continue chairing the meeting.
That's not true.
We just have to talk about how to send ballots.
We just have to vote on whether or not we accept the motion that I put on the floor.
Madam Secretary, would you call the roll, please?
Not engage in a discriminatory behavior. This is what this is.
Madam Secretary, would you call the roll, please?
No, because you don't like...
Excuse me, a point of order. The member is out of order, Madam Chair. Could you please continue with the vote?
No, the member is not out of order.
What is the vote?
There is no...
The vote is on my motion, which is on the floor, which is to accept David Beaton and Afia Nwangaza as candidates for the affiliates position.
Am I calling the vote now?
Yes.
Yes.
I would appreciate it if you would.
Grace
Who's chairing
Harris?
The meeting?
Yes.
Who's chairing the meeting?
Afia Nwangaza is chairing the meeting.
How can she chair the meeting?
Excuse me, the member is out of order again.
You don't be telling me that I'm out of order. You shut the hell up.
Madam Secretary,
I'm a board member at
the
meeting.
This is Afia Nwangaza,
vice chair.
Chair speaking.
I'm just telling you that every time I say something, she tells me I'm out of order. And this is complete.
Well, actually, you are, AC, and your objection has been noted, and we're prepared to proceed. Madam Secretary, would you proceed with the roll, please?
People do not want to engage in this injustice to leave the line.
Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Nia Bediako?
No.
Evelyn Bethune? Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
A.C. Bird?
I refuse to participate.
Kathy Davis?
Pass.
Zakai Free? George Ryder?
Yes.
Rob Robinson?
Yes.
Jamie Ross?
Yes.
Wendy Schroll?
Yes.
Bonnie Simmons?
No.
Jack Van Aken?
No.
Joe Wanzala?
Yes.
Yosha Manaka?
Yes.
Kathy Davis. Kathy,
yes.
Are you voting?
Yes.
You voting yes?
Mm-hmm.
9 yes.
I can't hear you, Donna.
Sorry, it was 9 yes, 3 no, 1 abstention.
Afia?
Move to adjourn.
Congratulations, Afia. Yeah.
Thanks.
Wait, I have a question. Jamie has a point of information.
I've been calling your name. This is Nia. Am I recognized?
Yes, you are.
Okay. I give notice to rescind the vote that just took place.
Actually, I have a real point of information.
Excuse me.
Yes, it is. Now, are the affiliate directors elected by acclamation, the two candidates, or do we have to vote by mail?
Well,
I give notice to rescind.
George.
I don't see any point in going to the mail, but I'm not really sure, to tell you the truth. I mean, whether we...
We're going to take a vote to accept them right now.
Well, what I...
Jack, a point of information. I would like the other parliamentarian, Madam Chair, to ask Jack, because George doesn't know. Jack, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm looking at the bylaws. At a board meeting in December, the directors present on voting shall establish a protocol for balloting and shall elect two, et cetera, using the STV method. You know, if you want to be strictly legal, you have to go to a ballot on our LSB. You know, when we come into this situation, we usually elect by acclamation based on the assumption that there's unlikely to be a challenge. There's usually general agreement. If this is contentious to a point where, you know, somebody might actually decide to go to court over it, I don't know that we're in that position. But if that were the case, then I think it would be advisable to go ahead with the balloting. I mean, certainly there have been situations where we were being extra cautious and went ahead and voted where there was only one candidate for one seat. So... you know, it's sort of up to the body. If you think there's a risk that you could wind up with a challenge, then I think you ought to go ahead and ballot.
This is Grace. I have a point of a little to add.
Go ahead, Grace.
Okay. And the other thing is, it's been our practice.
Let me ask one other question, and that is that we're beyond the 30 minutes extension that we agreed upon. Do we need a motion?
Right.
Yes, you do.
I move to extend by 10.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Who made that motion?
Robinson.
Yosh.
Are there any objections?
Yes.
Madam Secretary, call the roll.
Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Nia Bediaco?
No.
Evelyn Bethune? Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
AC Bird?
Absolutely not, and please register that I object to this whole illegal proceeding.
That's a no.
That's what I said it was, not a no.
Yes, I understand. Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Zakai Free? Can Effia vote on this? Or
No.
Only if it's necessary.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Rob Robinson?
Yes.
Jamie Ross?
Yes.
Wendy Schroll?
Yes.
Bonnie Simmons?
No.
Lori Taguma? Oh, sorry. Jack Van Aken?
Yes.
Did you say yes?
Lori votes on the extension. Lori can vote on the extension of time.
I'm sorry.
No,
Lori?
No.
Jack Van Aken.
To that. No, she can vote on the extension of time. She's not going to just say accept or not. No, she can vote
please,
to extend
Madam
time.
Madam Secretary, proceed.
Yeah, I vote no.
Jack Van Aken.
Yes.
Joe Gonzalo.
Yes.
Yoshi Yamanaka.
Yes.
Ten yes, four no.
Okay. Who was speaking? I believe George was speaking last. Who was speaking last?
No, I was speaking last.
I'm sorry.
Jack, and then I'm next. I wanted to add to what Jack said that it's been the tradition on the PNB when electing officers and also electing committee members that if there are only one or two nominees where there didn't need to be a vote, the people have been selected by acclamation. I think that that would suffice as a tradition and a precedent for accepting George. I'm sorry, is that David Beaton and Ifeah Wangaza if we take a vote now?
Funny
and I'd like to move that we take a vote and we not bother with the balloting, which would be irrelevant and silly.
Yosh, are you asking to speak?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead, please.
And I would...
Well, wait a minute. Do we have a second for Grace?
I seconded it.
Okay. Go ahead,
well,
Yosh.
Yes, I just wanted to speak against Grace's motion because, you know, that's fine and dandy where, you know, there's not much contention, but there in this particular instance, there's a great deal of contention, and it might seem and it may be an exercise in futility or just an exercise without... without meaning, but I think we should go through with the balloting as required by the bylaws. Thank you.
Bonnie to staff.
Go ahead, Bonnie.
Yes, I agree that we need to do a ballot on this, and actually I believe there's also precedent on the board to ballot. Several of the committees that I'm on, one in particular that I can think of, the programming committee, it was uncontested. As was the archives. I can think of two where it was uncontested when the chairs were running and we did paper ballots to go along with it.
Maybe we should call the question.
Well, where would we send them?
Do you want to, is that a motion, Yosh, to have a ballot?
Yes, I'll propose that as a motion.
That's a substitute motion to my motion?
Yes.
Okay, and do you want to add a little implementation plan in there so we don't have to worry
yes,
about the logistics?
Certainly. I move that we adopt the plan that Jack had proposed with the double envelope mailed to our secretary with the members to vote within 10 days and with the secretary to post notices after 5 days, giving us a head count as to who has them or whose ballots she has received and whose are still missing.
Okay, I second that.
Are we talking about Donna?
Yes.
Can you do that, Donna?
Yes.
Okay, so then could you like email us the address and the instructions tomorrow?
Point of information, Yosh,
yes.
or Jack, just exactly what are the choices we would be voting on? If this is instant runoff voting with two people for two positions, what are our choices?
It seems silly. It's STV, actually, because there are two offices. IRV is only for one office, not to be too much of a smart aleck. and you would just be voting your preference between the candidates of Fia and David, one or two, please don't vote them both one or both two.
Right. Okay.
And I think that then the ballots in blank envelopes should probably, then who's going to, we should think about where they're going to go.
What do you mean?
Well, the secretary could has to, you know, make that. I guess the ballots will have no unique identifier, so they could be, for example, scanned and posted, or more simply, they could be transcribed, I think, and posted to the PNB.
Point of information, please. Could the secretary send her mailing address to us on the board and protocol for this, and then perhaps ask for volunteers and choose two of them to help her open the envelope and either scan or send back?
Come on.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Point of information,
please.
Well, I don't know if that's the right mode, but I just wanted to caution. I wanted to caution the secretary to send it individually, not to the listserv, because many people beyond the board will have your address.
Jack, will you assist her in sending the information?
Instructions, sure.
Yes. Okay.
Okay, Jack, you have my email, so.
Yes, I'll.
You want to write to me, or should I just send it to you, my information? You could send
it. We'll be in contact early tomorrow. How about that?
Fine.
Another point of information. If people choose not to vote, does that affect the number of votes needed in order to approve the person?
No.
It's the same number.
I don't know if quorum applies to an election. I mean, quorum of the board. It's never occurred to me. It's never come up, I don't think.
This is Nia.
Are you finished, Jack?
Yeah, I'm staring into space. I don't
know. Nia?
Yeah, if it's FTV, I think somebody said it's FTV. You have to have quorum. I've never, unless it's different at Pacifica, everything here is different, but you have to have quorum. Is Dan still online?
A threshold. A threshold has to be calculated.
Well,
is Dan still online? We need to check.
You guys, if there's only two candidates and each one gets even one vote, then they're in.
Well, that's not what Nia's saying.
That's not the question. The question is, what's the universe of people that are allowed to vote?
Right.
What is the threshold of the number of voters?
There's 20 that are allowed to vote.
Can people that are not on the call vote?
Yes.
There's no mention of quorum in. I'm sorry. This is Jamie.
Please go ahead, Jamie.
Maybe Jack can correct me, but I see no mention of quorum in regards to this election. So I think Wendy is correct that, you know, anything counts.
This is Jack.
Go ahead, Jack.
I shooting from the hip, I tend to agree with Jamie. I don't see, because this is taking place outside of a meeting, and quorum generally applies to business done at a meeting. So I don't really see, because we're allowing everyone to vote anyway. So I don't see how the quorum threshold really applies.
So they don't need to have 11 votes in order to be elected?
I don't see.
No, they need one.
I mean,
they need one vote.
Unless I'm missing something, I don't think so. I mean, it could be that there's something I haven't taken into consideration. This has never really occurred to me before.
So non-members of the committee can't vote, or they can?
I'm sorry, I don't follow that. But the point being that regardless of who's present and voting at this meeting, all board members, with the exception of two being the affiliate directors, are entitled to vote in the balloting. That sort of, you know, is operating outside of the quorum requirement to begin with. So to then apply quorum to the election itself seems to me, you know, inconsistent. So I don't see how it would apply.
Okay.
Carolyn on the stack here?
Carolyn?
Yeah, I believe we need a motion in order to do this. Have we actually voted to do this? If
not right to move.
Point of order.
George?
We have two motions before us. One was the motion Grace made first, and I seconded, which was that we go ahead and vote. And the other was the one that Yosh made that Grace seconded, which was we send it out for a ballot. So,
so
we have to vote on the substitute motion first.
Well, let's do those because it's time.
Can I ask a question? This might be a little out of order, but Yosh,
yes.
Is there any latitude in this? Because I know that we would like to be, you know, dot our I's and cross our T's, but this is, you know, with the foundation being at the edge of a precipice and with the fact that we have only two candidates, can't we just vote them in and save all this hassle? That's an exercise in futility anyway. Is there any way you can think about it for a moment and figure out if it's kosher on this first day of Hanukkah?
That's the last thing you'd want.
Well, kosher. I'm just concerned that, you know, there are people who are very irritated by the way things have shaken out during the last 30 minutes or so. And then to say, well, because there are only two candidates, so we decided to forego the STV. That's maybe I'm being overly cautious, but you know, if you feel that way, I just vote me down. I might vote myself down, but I just wanted to pose that.
Gracie's trying to protect the outcome.
Okay, could we go ahead and take the vote on the substitute motion, please? Madam Secretary.
Yes.
Or maybe I can, let me ask, are there any objections to the substitute motion? To
yes.
Okay.
Please read the substitute motion.
Did you want the substitute motion read?
Yep.
Yes.
Oh, boy. That we have an STV vote of the two candidates, and that balloting be done with a double envelope, as suggested by Jack Van Aken, and mailed to our secretary. I believe that was the gist of it. And thereafter, the secretary will announce in five-day intervals, which director's ballots she has received and which director ballots are still pending, and that the balloting will end after 10 days.
And there's something with regard to volunteers being, for opening, being solicited.
That was Carolyn's suggestion. I don't believe that was seconded.
Yeah, we're not doing that part.
Okay. Okay, Madam Secretary.
I just need some guidance here. Is Lori and Afia voting on this?
No, Lori.
Neither one.
Afia is voting.
Okay. Grace Aaron.
Pass. Yeah, I pass for now.
Nia Bediako.
Pass.
Evelyn Bethune. Carolyn Burden.
Yes.
AC Bird. AC. Kathy Davis.
Yes.
Zakai Free. Zakai. Margaret Prescott. George Ryder.
No.
Rob Robinson?
Yes.
Jamie Ross? Jamie? Wendy Schroll?
Yes.
Bonnie Simmons?
Yes.
Pass? Jack Van Aken?
Yes.
Joe Wanzala?
No.
Yosh Yamanaka?
Yes.
Grace Aaron?
I'll say yes. Yosh convinced me.
Nia Bediako?
I abstain.
Abstain. And Bonnie Simmons?
I'll vote yes.
Eight yes, two no, one abstention.
Madam Chair, time is up. Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Second.
Thank you. Thank you all.
Thank you very much.
Thank you,
Donna.
Good night.
You're welcome.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night.